The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, the summer movie season is well underway, and we've got another big one that's out there, Matt, Ant-Man and the Wasp. This one actually looks like a lot of fun.
It is fun, Doug. It's kind of a follow-up to Ant-Man, which was kind of a surprise hit 3 years ago, and Marvel again proving they have long tentacles. They can go Guardians of the Galaxy. They don't just have to do Iron Man and Captain America. Captain Marvel will be next March with Brie Larson. So even these side films that where the stakes don't seem as high make money. Now, I took a couple weeks to see this because we were waiting for my son's friends to get back from a trip, and they wanted us to wait for them. We always go opening weekend. It's making good money, but not Avengers money, not Black Panther money. And that's fine because it really doesn't have the gravitas of those films. And when I say stakes being high, Doug, the world isn't in danger in Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's almost its own separate film set away from what's going on in Infinity War, which we've already talked about this year, where Thanos I don't know if the statute of limitations are up that I can reveal what Thanos does at the end of Infinity War. I guess I won't say. But there's a lot of drama that's being set up for next summer's fourth Avengers film. But again, this is a follow-up to Ant-Man. Paul Rudd again plays Ant-Man. This time we have the Wasp, played by Evangeline Lilly, finally getting a starring role. She was so good in the Hobbit films. Michael Douglas back as Hank Pym, the creator of Ant-Man and the Wasp. The plot this time, Doug, revolves around trying to find Hank Pym's wife, who disappeared in what's called a quantum realm years ago when Evangeline Lilly's character was a tiny girl, and Michelle Pfeiffer plays Michael Douglas's wife. So that's really the plot of this, is trying to find her and bring her back to modern life because she's existing in kind of a separate universe, a separate time warp, but they can't find her. But of course, Hank Pym's got some ideas. He's on the run now. Paul Rudd is in house probation because he sided with Captain America in the Civil War film when they went up against the Avengers. He chose Cap's side, and so he's under house arrest. But of course, you know, that's not going to last too long. He's going to sneak out to help Hank Pym. Lawrence Fishburne turns up in this one as Hank Pym's old rival Bill Foster, who's kind of shepherding a ghost character who's been afflicted by some things, and they're trying to help her out as well. And then there's some other bad guys trying to get a hold of Hank Pym's information and what he owns and things like that. So there's not really a villain in this one, Doug, and that's kind of a weakness in the film. It's really a personal story. There are some side villains they have to deal with, but really it's about finding Michelle Pfeiffer's character and bringing her back. But I liked it. It's breezy. It's funny. It's funnier than some of the other Marvel films like Black Panther. And, you know, the byplay with Lily and Rudd is good. Michael Douglas, again, is very good. And once again, Marvel proves, Doug, they can get big stars. Michael Douglas, Michelle Pfeiffer to be in a comic book film. Nice little film, kind of like middle of the road or sub-average, below-average Marvel. But still, if you've seen all the Marvel films, you have to go see it.
Well, there's a little science fiction here, too,
oh, yes.
Isn't there? I mean, like Ant-Man is getting very small.
And he can get very big, too.
Uh-huh.
There's some good jokes about that because sometimes he can't control his suit or Hank can control his suit and all of a sudden he gets really big. And there's a fantastic set piece later in the film where he's basically walking around San Francisco as a giant in the bay. And that's quite amusing and well-handled as well. But yeah, there is more technical science fiction in this because of Hank Pym's character and trying to find his wife in the quantum realm, trying to go inside the quantum realm to find her.
Even talking quantum.
Yes. So people, you know, your real comic book aficionados will enjoy the science fiction part. Again, this is not the best Marvel film ever. It's sort of setting up next summer's Avengers because, again, this film exists kind of separate from Infinity War. But I do warn people, you need to stay for the credits because, again, it is going to tie in to what happened with Thanos and the Avengers in the May film.
And Marvel keeps adding more female superheroes as well.
Yeah, this was nice to see Evangeline Lilly really get a in the title Ant-Man and the Wasp, and that was Black Widow hasn't had her own film yet, so this was a kind of a nice thing that was done there. I really like Evangeline Lilly; she's a good actress. She's very good as Hank Pym's daughter, and really has co-screen time with Paul Rudd. She does a lot of butt kicking in the film. You know, saves him a couple times, so that's great. So. Very nice to see Marvel giving Evangeline Lilly co-top billing with Paul Rudd.
So you expect another sequel here with Ant-Man and Wasp?
Well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in this fourth Avengers, Doug, because Thanos has really done some awful things in Infinity War. Let me just say that. You still need to go see the film, those who haven't seen it. And so that's really setting up next summer and setting up Brie Larson's appearance as Captain Marvel, who's really going to be coming in as supposedly the savior to all the heck that broke loose in Infinity War. So I don't know how Ant-Man and the Wasp fit into next year's Avengers film. Nobody knows except the directors and the producers and the screenwriters.
But at least in the most recent one, no ant or wasp was swatted.
Well, you have to go see the film.
Okay.
Again, this all ties in with Thanos' demonic plans for the world. So that's how you need to see it. But up until that point, it's very breezy. It's funny. Michelle Pfeiffer is very good. She doesn't have a lot of scenes, but you really believe that this love affair with her and Hank Pym is real. Michael Douglas, you know, getting up there in age, but still he's got the Michael Douglas gravitas that we expect in a role like that. So if you're a Marvel fan, go see it.
All right. I'm going to go see it. Okay. I'm looking forward to Ant-Man and the Wasp. I like Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly, that Michael Pena.
Yeah, cast. Michael Pena almost steals the movie. Can I just say that, Doug? He is so funny as Ant-Man's buddy, and he is hilarious. He's got a couple scenes that are he wants like a super suit, and then he says, maybe I could just even have a suit without powers that just looks good. You know, just he's so funny. So I forgot to mention that. Thanks for mentioning him.
We all want one of those.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's the Oscar trivia question for Matt Olien this week. All of these stars won an acting Oscar in 2017, except, here are the four I'm going to give you, Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, Viola Davis, and Mahershala Ali.
Ryan Gosling did not win for La La Land. He was the only one of the four.
You got it. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.